In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sacred season of Advent is now upon us. In the years of my ministry, I've noticed that there is a much stronger emphasis upon this season and upon the observing of this season in our church, and that is very good. Even the calendar, which is produced by this seminary, begins with the month of December in order to help us in our observance of Advent. For keeping Advent is not just a preparation, a pre-Christmas preparation time, but rather it enables us to look at Advent for what it really and truly is, a time to make ready for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the emphasis is rightly on the one who has promised that he will come again. Today's gospel reading, however, may at first glance seem to be a rather strange way to begin the Advent season. It is, after all, the Palm Sunday event, the beginning of Holy Week, Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But yet this account is very appropriate for the first week in Advent, and here's why. We read in the scripture that the entire multitude of disciples praised God and rejoiced. And they did so with a loud voice. And why did they do that? What was the reason, the occasion? Again, we read, for all the mighty works that Jesus had done. For as Jesus drew near to Jerusalem, mounted on a donkey, they couldn't help but proclaim these words, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Recall how at Jesus' birth, the angels of the Lord sang these words, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill toward men." Now the disciples proclaim, at the beginning of Holy Week, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Heaven and earth are joined together in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. And it happened because of what would take place that week, Holy Week. Peace on earth and peace in heaven could only be obtained because sin is dealt with. St. Paul puts it this way in Colossians, Jesus made peace through the blood of the cross. By his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ joined earth and heaven by making peace through the blood of the cross. He conquered the powers of sin, the power of death, and the power of Satan himself. And now we have this wonderful gift known as life with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, our response is the same as that of the large crowd of disciples those many years ago. Our response to Jesus' royal entrance is a song of praise, for we not only have witnessed the mighty acts of our Lord Jesus Christ, We have experienced those mighty acts ourselves. We have experienced them personally in our own lives. For the Lord of life has entered our life with his grace. We have gone from death to life. We have moved from being outsiders to being part of God's family. We have moved from condemnation because of our sin to being saints, part of the communion or community of saints. We have been baptized into Christ, and we daily experience the blessings or benefit of baptism, and we also experience the goodness of the Word of God and the refreshment, as we will today, of his holy sacrament. In the presence of Jesus, his disciples rejoiced and praised God. They were focused entirely on the one who made a royal entrance into the city of Jerusalem. The season of Advent helps us to retain our focus on the one who someday will return again. As you know, during this time of year, there is a great deal of competition for the hearts and minds of God's people. You know the things that we are up against during this time of year, and even we who have been given the sacred responsibility of proclaiming the Word of God, we too can find ourselves becoming overwhelmed by all the things that we have to do. And sometimes we lose our focus as well. And then we fail to rejoice and praise God for all the mighty acts that he has done in us. But Advent brings us back by reminding us not only who we are, but whose we are. We belong to the King, the very King who rode into Jerusalem in all humility, but the King who promised that he will return visibly in the clouds with all power and glory. And that promise he holds before us during this season of Advent. Today, we will receive his holy meal once again. We will receive it for the forgiveness of our sins and the refreshment that we need as we make our journey toward the heavenly Jerusalem. But meanwhile, we continue to proclaim these wonderful words: Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven, and glory to God in the highest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.